A few weeks ago, we talked about salt. The segment provoked a heated debate, with some listeners offended by our guest's comparison of kosher salt to Velveeta cheese. Others vigorously supported the long-held link between salt and hypertension and compared advocates for artisanal salt to the executives of Big Tobacco. The conversation continues on our culture page at WNYC.org. Today, we are going to talk about salt's natural and far less controversial companion, pepper. Chef Julian Medina uses different types of pepper at his restaurants Toloache and Yerba Buena, and he joins us for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Chef.
Hi, Amy.
Is it ever okay to use those tins of ground pepper that you can buy in the grocery store?
I think the ground pepper, it's old for me, you know, it's not freshly ground. So now these days they have the cracked pepper meal.
Right.
You know, with a pepper that is like basically you throw it away after it's gone. So
yeah.
I buy those at home. They're fantastic.
So no reason to get the McCormick ground pepper.
No.
All right.
Don't use those. I mean, I think they're old.
They're old and stale.
Exactly.
So when it comes to fresh ground pepper, I've seen peppercorns in a rainbow of different colors. How should I pick which color to use based on what I'm doing? How should I think about using white pepper versus black pepper versus red pepper?
Black pepper, I think, is just more for something that, you know, it has a more gamey taste, maybe a steak, maybe chicken, maybe duck. White pepper is not as spicy as black pepper, so I like to use it more for like more delicate stuff, like fish, scallops, crab, lobster. So people like to use that. For my own taste, I think the pink peppercorns also it has like this flavor of berries. So it's just the natural ingredient of the pepper is just like even though you can use it whole as a garnish.
For a long time, all I knew about peppercorns was that they were black, but then I started to see labels saying telecherry peppercorns, and I figured with the name, it has to be better. Is that true? Are telecherry peppercorns like the best black pepper you can get?
I believe so. I love those. I think they have a nice flavor and a nice kick.
I've also seen the pepper shakers that you can get, as you were mentioning, the ones where you grind the peppercorns fresh with all different kinds of peppercorns in them. Is that something that you would advise against? Because it really doesn't allow you to make any distinctions between using green peppercorns, white peppercorns, black peppercorns.
Personally, I don't like to use it to mix, you know, all these pepper corns at the same time.
It looks pretty, you know, but what's the
pretty
purpose of it, right?
Well, that's how it started, actually, because it started looking pretty, and then they just put it in this, crystal containers, and people get excited about.
Why would you even need pepper in Mexican cuisine since it is so hot? Many dishes are so hot from peppers,
right.
You know, the habaneros.
Yeah, I think the most important thing about Mexican cuisine and my cuisine in what I do in my restaurant here in New York, Toloache, is just that I balance those flavors very well. It's not I don't kill you with a spicy habanero right there in front of you. You want a spicy, I can give you spicy, but we put it on the side. And then we use a lot of peppercorns we use too, you know. I mean
whole,
yeah. I use one of my dishes, I use as a garnish the pink peppercorn for texture, and it has this berry, kind of like strawberry taste as well, and it's just delicious.
Is this the hamachi ceviche?
Yes, it is.
Well, excellent. We have Julian's recipe for hamachi ceviche on our website. Click on culture at WNYC.org. Julian Medina, the chef and owner of Toloache and Yerba Buena, thanks for coming in for Last Chance Foods.
Thank you so much for having me.
I also blog about my Last Chance Foods interviews. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.